this is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. Hey, do you ever feel lost when it comes to social media? Are you struggling to find the right direction to really propel your business forward? If so, hey, you came to the right place because this is a common problem with business owners. I would say this challenge of kickstarting off an effective social media marketing strategy can, well, it can feel overwhelming if marketing is not your strong suit or maybe your expertise. And, you know, it leaves many entrepreneurs feeling stuck and isolated and unsure what to do next. But what if there was a roadmap to not only navigate your social media strategy for your business, but what if it was actually easier than what you might think? Now, the truth is, you probably just need someone to kind of point you in the right direction, give you a little guidance and advice, and show you what to do and how to get started. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to give you the most important strategies that will help you really elevate your business and your online presence. And whether you just launched your business recently, or maybe you're a couple of years in, this video is going to be your key to turning social media frustration into a powerhouse of opportunity and growth for your business. Now, if you're new to my channel, welcome to Startup 3. I'm Gary Smith. I'm a business and marketing professor. I teach in a graduate school of business, and I'm also an entrepreneur. What I like to do with this channel is to really share with you cutting-edge insights and battle-tested strategies for the purpose of helping you and your business grow so that you're not just surviving, but you're actually thriving during those first few critical years. Now, I encourage you to stick around to the end because I'm going to reveal four of the most common mistakes that entrepreneurs make when it comes to social media marketing. I'm also going to share with you the easy to implement solutions to make sure that you avoid these pitfalls and these major missteps. So let's go ahead and embark on that critical first step, which is defining your target audience. Now, you might wonder, okay, why is that so important? Well, understanding exactly who you're trying to reach is the cornerstone of any effective marketing strategy. That's where it all begins. Now, imagine trying to strike up a conversation in a big crowded room. Now, if you know who you're talking to, right, you can kind of tailor your words to really engage them. You can make your message resonate. So how do you really define this audience? Well, thing is, it kind of starts with peeling back the layers to reveal more than just the age and location, but it's about discovering what drives them, right? What are their challenges? What are their desires? And this deep dive really enables you to kind of craft content that isn't just going to be at eye level, but it actually reaches their hearts and their minds. And you know who your audience is. When that happens, you make every piece of content a meaningful conversation, not just kind of a shout out into the void. And then once you have a vivid picture of your audience, next you need to decide, okay, where to engage. It's like deciding which room to enter at a party, right? You go where your people are. Each social media platform has its own vibe, its own audience. Your job is to really kind of match your audience with that preferred platform. For example, are they professionals, maybe networking on LinkedIn, or are they creatives exploring on Instagram? By focusing your efforts on the platforms where your audience is most active, you can ensure that your message doesn't just land, but it resonates. And then by honing in on who your audience is, where they spend their time, you're not just kind of shooting arrows in the dark, right? You're actually engaging in targeted conversations, and you're building relationships, and ultimately you're laying the groundwork so that you can have lasting success. And this is how you turn the vast chaotic world of social media into a powerful tool for connecting with your audience. And when you take it kind of just one step at a time like that, you'll see it's totally achievable and you won't risk getting overwhelmed. Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com. Now, the next thing that you want to focus on is engaging content. Now, this is the lifeblood of social media marketing, and mastering its creation, I would say, is really pivotal for success. So let's unpack this little gem. I'm going to show you how you can captivate your audience and really keep them kind of coming back for more. Now, first and foremost, make consistency your golden rule, because In the world of social media, out of sight means out of mind. So by posting regularly, you not only increase your visibility, but you also begin to build a reliable presence that your audience can look forward to. For example, on this channel, I post videos every week, right? The same time, the same day. I also do the same thing with my podcast, right? Every single week, the consistency is going to be there. So I want you to begin thinking of your content as episodes in a series that your audience and potential customers can, well, they can't wait to watch. Now, this doesn't mean that you start posting every hour on the hour, but you do need to kind of find a rhythm, right, that works for both you and your target audience. In fact, I would say consistency in your messaging, in your tone, in your posting schedule really helps to forge a stronger connection with your followers. And the data and literature on this are crystal clear. That said, interaction is another critical component of social media because, you know, it's not just kind of a one-way street, right? It's a dialogue, a back and forth. And what I mean by that is when your audience takes the time to maybe comment or share a post, make sure you engage with them, right? Show appreciation, answer questions, participate in those conversations because this engagement not only humanizes your brand, but it also fosters a community around your business. It shows that you're a real person and that you have real people on your team. Even if you just have a team of one, right? It shows that you care about your audience and your customers, their thoughts and their opinions. And I would say another area that's frequently missed involves tracking your results and then adjusting them, right? Kind of in real time as needed. And here's the thing. The beauty of digital marketing lies in its measurability. There are so many analytics tools that are provided by social media platforms that really allow you to track the performance of your content. You can look at things like likes or shares, comments, click-through rates, conversion rates, and you look at those so that you understand what's working and what isn't. And this data is like gold, right? It's invaluable for refining your strategy. So you want to use this information to really optimize your content marketing strategy continually so that you increase your success over time. Now, let's talk about combining, right? Consistency with interaction. Put them together because with this, consistency plays a critical role. In fact, I would say engagement shouldn't be sporadic or by itself or left to chance, right? The action steps that you can take to significantly kind of move that needle include responding to comments, participating in conversations, acknowledging those shares and mentions that I talked about. This consistent interaction, well, it not only deepens the relationship with your audience, but it also encourages more engagement, right? Turning your social media platform into a vibrant community that really tends to kind of center around your brand, which is what you're going after. So in essence, consistency in social media marketing encompasses not just what you post or how often, but also how you engage your audience, how you respond to your customers, how you gather insights. And this is where you can really benefit when you combine the two, right? That's that synergy. It's about showing up day in, day out, ready to connect, ready to add value. And this means embracing consistency in all aspects, right, of your social media strategy. And by putting in this extra work, this is where you lay the foundation, right, for lasting growth and engagement and brand loyalty. So now let's kind of just, we're going to pivot slightly because I promised you at the start of this video, I want to share with you the four most common mistakes that early stage entrepreneurs make when kind of getting into social media, when trying to build your brand on social media. And I also want to show you how to avoid those missteps and not fall into the pit. Now, mistake number one is inconsistent brand messaging across all platforms, right? This is a common pitfall that can have significant consequences for your brand. But with the right strategies, it's 100%, it's entirely avoidable. And the specific mistake that I see most often is a failure to maintain a consistent brand voice and a visual style. You know, it's tempting to try and adapt your message to what you think each platform or audience wants to hear, or experiment with different styles as you're finding your footing. However, this inconsistency, it usually just confuses potential customers who encounter your brand across multiple platforms, right? They see a fun, quirky brand on Instagram and maybe someone who's real professional on LinkedIn, you know? And then it gets them kind of wondering what your brand is truly about. What does it stand for? And it tends to kind of dilute your message and it makes it harder for you to connect with an audience. Also makes it harder for customers to remember your brand when they're making purchasing decisions. So I would say the impact of inconsistent brand messaging, this cannot be understated. And when your brand's voice and the visual style vary widely, right, from one platform to the next, again, it confuses your audience and it leads to a lack of trust. Customers seek reliability and authenticity in the brands that they support. And inconsistency, it just sends the opposite message. So this can result in things like lower engagement, reduced follower growth, and fewer conversions. So those are things we don't want. So how do you tackle this situation? Well, here it is. The solution lies in really developing clear brand guidelines. And what I mean by that are guidelines that detail things like your mission, your tone, the color scheme, the visual elements that will be present in all your content, regardless of platform. And once you've established that, it's crucial that every piece of content that you publish, regardless of the platform, adheres to those guidelines. And you'll find that this type of consistency in messaging and visuals will really help to reinforce your brand's identity, making your brand more memorable and trustworthy to both your current and your potential customers. And it's important to recognize that your branding is a reflection of you and your company's professionalism and reliability. And if you have a goal to have a strong, recognizable brand, this will definitely help get you there. Now, mistake number two. This is in neglecting to do target audience research. This mistake is more common than what you might think, even among seasoned entrepreneurs. And it impacts significantly, and it hinders growth, engagement on social media. And I would say the core of this mistake lies in not investing ample time to really research thoroughly and understand the specific demographics and the interests and behaviors, right, of your target audience. It's like kind of shooting those arrows again in the dark, hoping that you hit the bullseye. As you might imagine, you're usually not going to hit the bullseye. You're going to miss the mark, and you fail to engage the very people that you're trying to attract. And this avoidable disconnect leads to things like poor engagement, poor conversion rates, because your content does not align with the interests or the needs or the preferences of those that you wish to serve. I mean, think about it for a moment, right? Social media is a crowded space and customers are constantly bombarded with daily content, right? If yours doesn't speak directly to them, right? If they really have no reason to engage, let alone follow your brand, let alone make a purchase. So what's the solution to this critical mistake? Well, I'll tell you, it can be found in leveraging your social media analytics tools. These powerful tools can provide a wealth of data about your current followers. These are things like, you know, demographic information, engagement patterns, content preferences. And just by simply investing the time to analyze this data, this can gain insights into your audience, what they like, how they interact with content on social media. And you might have heard me say this before, but it's better to be a pro than to be an amateur. Well, hey, this is what the pros do. They do the research, right? They invest the time. And this is the cost of entry if you want to execute and operate at a higher level. And I'm not saying it's always easy, but it's always worth it. Because in essence, understanding your target audience is not just not a stepping stone into your marketing strategy. It's the foundation upon which all your social media marketing efforts should be built upon. And the reason I say that is because this approach not only improves your social media performance, but it also really strengthens the connection between your brand and your customers and your potential customers. Now, mistake number three is another common one that business owners often make. And that's simply focusing all your efforts on publishing content while neglecting to interact with your followers. Now, if you've got a big team, then this probably is not an issue. But, you know, I met very few entrepreneurs who started with a large team at the beginning, right? That's typically something that you grow over time. It grows with your business. So in the early stages, it's easy to fall into that trap of thinking that, hey, as long as you're consistently posting, you're doing everything right. But that misses the whole point of social media, which is fundamentally about building connections and fostering a community around your brand. So when you post content, but then maybe you ignore the comments over here or the mentions or the messages, your audience, you're missing out on a huge opportunity to really engage with them, to gather valuable feedback, and to really deepen the relationship and the loyalty to your brand. And, you know, I can tell you, the single impact of this, just this one oversight, can be massively significant. Because without engagement, your social media presence becomes kind of one-sided. It's lopsided, you know, and that typically leads to, you know, disinterested customers, disengaged audience. And once that happens, the opportunity to turn followers into brand advocates and gather insights on your products or on your services or even create a loyal community, it's often lost. So you're probably wondering, you're saying, okay, all right, Gary, what's the solution? And it's actually pretty simple. You want to make engagement a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. And what I mean by that is you just want to decide. You want to allocate specific times each day to log into your social media platforms, respond to things like comments, reply to your messages, and then acknowledge any mentions, you know. Show your customers and their audience that there are caring individuals behind your brand, individuals who value their input and show that you appreciate their support. Take the time to engage with them in conversations and have discussions that are related to your niche, depending how you say it, you know, because I would say that this approach, it not only makes your brand more approachable, but it also encourages your users to interact with your content more often. Because here's the thing. They'll know, right, that their voices are going to be heard. They'll know that they'll be appreciated and acknowledged. And this is how you actively nurture and grow a thriving community around your brand. Now, mistake number four. This is a big one, right? In fact, it's a pitfall that can dramatically hinder the relationship with your current and potential customers. And, well, here it is. It's relying too much on promotional content. You see, out of the four mistakes that we've discussed today, this is probably the most common, and it's almost like there's a blind spot. You know, like entrepreneurs cannot see this spot. And the reason is simple. It's because you're usually doing so many different things. I realize that you're wearing multiple hats. You've got a ton of things to do. I acknowledge that, and I can relate to that. But the mistake here, it's so simple yet profound, because it's basically bombarding your followers and your potential customers with constant sales pitches and promotional messages without offering them anything of real value in return. And while it's natural, right, to want to talk about your products, to want to talk about your services, especially if you believe in their value and their quality, still, an unrelenting stream of sales and promotions, it tends to exhaust an audience. And this is made worse because social media users are already inundated, you know, with advertisements every day, and it just adds to the noise without providing any valuable content. So, in other words, I would say that this just leads to customer fatigue. It causes followers to disengage and to develop negative perceptions of your brand. So how do you avoid taking a stumble here? Here's the good news. The solution lies in embracing an idea that you've probably already heard of, right? This is called the 80-20 rule. Now, this guideline suggests that 80% of your content should be there to do things like aim, inform the audience, to educate, to entertain, and provide them with real value that keeps them interested and engaged with your brand. While the remaining 20% over here of your content, that can actually be used, right, for your direct promotions, for your products, to talk about your services. And it's really this kind of this delicate balance that ensures your social media presence really enriches your audience's online experience. And that tends to build a strong, positive relationship with them while you're still achieving your marketing objectives. It really is that simple. But like many things, it comes down to execution. You have to do it. And the key to a successful social media strategy really lies in understanding and avoiding these common pitfalls, from neglecting audience research and engagement to relying too much on the promotional content. These mistakes can significantly and measurably impact your brand's ability to grow and to thrive on social media. However, here's the thing. Adopting the strategic approaches that we've looked at today, that we've talked about, the ones that I would say prioritize consistent, valuable, and engaging content, you can navigate the complexities of social media with confidence, even if you don't have a background in marketing. I encourage you to kind of go through these lessons, embrace them, learn from them, and then use them to take them and go and build a vibrant community and a presence on social media that truly resonates with your audience. Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.